So something that we've seen in these seven oracles to the seven churches, chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation, is this rhythm, this pattern. We talked about it before. There's some exceptions, but it's generally a rhythm of Jesus stating something about who he is, his character. And then there's usually an affirmation, an encouragement, and then for at least 5 of the churches, maybe 6, I can't remember, there's a correction, an exhortation. You're doing this well, but. And then it always ends with motivational promises, things that Jesus is using to assure the believers who are in difficult circumstances. These promises are sure, you can hold on to these. And he tells them that over and over, hold on, hold on. But what's interesting is every one of the seven letters ends with the statement, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, that stands out because it's always starting with Jesus, from Jesus. And it's some description, some characteristic of Jesus and who he is. But then it always ends with what the Spirit says to the churches. And I simply bring this up because nowhere in the Bible does it say that God is 3 in 1 or that Jesus is fully man and fully God. But as early Christians studied the scriptures and the early church fathers tried to wrap their heads around what are the essential things for Christians to know and believe if they are going to call themselves followers of Jesus, Christians. And one of the essential things is has to do with the Trinity, the triunity of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And then that Jesus is fully God and fully human. And what we see here is that the writers of Scripture, although they aren't blatantly saying Jesus is God, we see it in nuance and in different ways demonstrated by the things that Jesus does, the things that Jesus says. And even here in the book of Revelation, we see that they're really interchangeable. Both the Spirit of God and Jesus are one in the same, both part of the Holy Trinity of God. And so while we cannot fully wrap our heads around how 3 can be 1 or how Jesus can be fully man and yet fully God at the very same time, we by faith accept that that is who Jesus is. And sometimes the scriptures refer to him as Jesus, the Son of God. Sometimes they refer to him as Jesus, the Son of Man. And sometimes it starts off talking about what Jesus said and then it ends with what the Spirit says to the churches. So just some interesting things as you study the scriptures, you begin to see things like this. And once you begin to see it, you can't unsee it. And if you pay attention, you'll begin to see it over and over and over throughout, especially the New Testament. So God bless you guys. Thank you once again for tuning into this devotion. And I hope it's helpful. I hope it encourages you. I hope it helps build your faith, not only in the scriptures, but more importantly, in God himself and who he is and who he is for you. See you next time.